الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي الصلاة حي الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح. الله أكبر الله أكبر. لا إلا
الله. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستهديه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. أما بعد عباد الله، all praise due to Allah and his praise and blessings and peace be upon our Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. We bear witness that Allah is the only one worthy of worship, and His beloved Muhammad, beloved Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, His last and final messenger. We praise Him in all time for all things, Subhanahu wa Taala, because He's worthy to be praised all the time. Just got an email of a sister. She thought about sharing with me a story of her. And I thought that this is worth to be shared with even large number of people. And I think it will be a very good, comfortable story, comfort to me to read this story. And I'm sure it's going to be a source of lessons and benefit to so many of us. The story starts quite a long time ago. And that time she was 9 years old. She left her village in Afghanistan after she saw half of it on fire and the rest already destroyed it by the heavy artillery, by the Russian walking into Afghanistan and destroying her village. She saw so many of her friends, her family members dead. Well, she's 9 years old. She said, I rush with my family through the mountain. It took us, so she doesn't know exactly how long it took, but definitely it was more than 2 months to cross the border or to reach Pakistan, where they have a safe haven there to live, to protect their lives and their family. She's saying, I will never forget on that cold night in the mountains of Afghanistan, crawling in a very narrow places with the width of about 3 feet, me, my family, several, even mules died in the trip. They couldn't take that cold. They die. family members and friends fall and off the mountain while we're crossing to the border, basically. Several times while we are walking through the mountains, we hear the helicopters or the airplane sound. Immediately we all have to, I'm a kid at that time, I didn't know exactly what that means, but I've been told that if I keep my head up, you will cause that the whole troop will be die, because basically if they look at us, they will kill us all. She said, I hated my life. I went to the camp refugee in Pakistan when you see hundreds of thousands of people like myself. These images, these pictures, and I thought I'm the most troubled kid in the whole universe. It was very dark, and so many times I asked myself as a kid, why this has happened to me? What I have done wrong? What's the wrong things that I have done for myself? She said, the answer came very clear. Way years later on, after my family moved to California in the United States, alhamdulillah, they found a welcoming aunt to welcome them, giving them green card, giving them housing and so on. And she said, now when I look at myself and compare my life to any one of my aunts, any one of those women who might lived in Afghanistan before me, or they will live, let's assume none of these things ever happened, this invasion or this basically moving out of this country or living wherever. She said, I will never be the person today. I have 2 degrees from one of the well-known universities, University of California, and I forgot what was the second one. I have in the same time, alhamdulillah, very major role in our community in San Diego, and she also for a little bit in Austin, running Islamic schools, writing curriculum for the Muslims kids. None of my relatives ever was close to religion, ever was capable of benefiting the masses. And I can guarantee you, if Ya Sheikh, my life continued the way it was, I will be just another copy from my aunt and my family's life. Yes, it was hard. Yes, it was terrible in the beginning. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had planned for me something totally different than what I expect I will ever achieve in my life. This story is just one of millions of stories that happened through the history of so many things for the first second, for the first moment, that you might have this big question mark, why? And so many times you will not know the answer for it immediately, and sometimes you might die and you not even know what's the reasons for it, what's the answer for it. And the reason for that, because anything happen in this world, anything Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala legislate or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala create, it happened and behind anything He created or He legislated, His great will and His great wisdom, that He wanted to happen for a great wisdom, for a great wisdom. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's wisdom based on His knowledge. Actually, how you became a wise person, as much as information that you have, you can make the wise decision. Does that make sense? If you have so many information about this company, about this business, about this basically situation, about the community, you will be capable, more capable to make the wise decision, to bring the wise or to create or to make the wise whatever you call machine or center or place or program to the community, because you have so much information, you can make the best and the wisest decision. But as much as your knowledge is limited, your decision will not be that wise. Will not be that wise. Usually the people who make decision in any place are the people who have full information about this issue. And whenever those people handle the matter, basically the decision will be the best. So this is it's a common sense, I would believe. So I want you to imagine this when it relates to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imagine His knowledge, That his knowledge is not restricted by time, is not limited by location. It is a knowledge which is cover and basically reach all the way to the past, to before he created you, created anything related to you. And it will go all the way in the front, all the way ahead of you, until the day of judgment or whatever after the day of judgment. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala certain times, and sometimes he will decree things. He will order you to do things. And he knows that the result of it and the benefit of it, you will not necessarily see it today, but you might see it in the day of judgment. You might see it in the day of judgment. Or he might, through these routes that he have chosen for you, have prevented you from so many evil things that you might went through it if you didn't take that direction. If you didn't take that direction. It all comes back into the end to one simple word, but it's a very, very deep, which is faith, iman. Faith, the trust that you have in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will choose for you the best. How would you know that he will choose for you the best? By knowing the nature of this Lord that you worship. إِنَّ مَنْ عَرَفَ اللَّهَ عَزَّ وَجَلْ حَقَّ مَعْرِفَتِهِ حَصَلَتْ لَهُ مِنَ الْعُبُدِيَّ وَالتَّسْلِيمُ وَالثِّقَةِ مَا لَا يَحْصُلْ لِغَيْرِهِ. Those who know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, truly know the nature of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they will have so much trust and sabr and satisfaction with whatever he decreed for them or whatever he ordained for them, because deeply in their heart they know that this is the best for them, for the best for them. This is an easy word to be said, but when you put it in a test in a practical format, it became so difficult. That's why this religion meant to be carried by those who are really responsible, by those who really the best of the best, to carry it and to show commitment to it. My brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he created human beings, he said that he created him min nutfatin amshajin nabtalih, that from the moment he been created in your mother womb, Allah decided that you go through tests and abtila and trials. Actually, not only you, it is your great-great-grandfather, Adam alayhi salam. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created Adam, he put him in several trials. He put him in a test. And one of the trials and the tests that he have been exposed to, some of them he passed and some of them he failed. When he failed to stop himself from eating from the tree, or not to listen to the advice of the shaitan, and he passed, and others as well, like the knowledge that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have given him and how he showed it and used it in front of the angel when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered Adam to tell the angels what the kind of ilm and information that he has that they don't have. So you see, this is very clear from the beginning, and it goes with you. Actually, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala even said that when he created this earth and whatever in it, مَا عَلَى الْأَرْضِ زِينَةً لَهَا لِنَبْلُوَهُمْ أَيُّهُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that he created the earth and whatever in the earth for one main purpose, to put you in trial and test. That this is the nature of dunya. This is why this worldly life was created, and why you were created actually, is to put through that test. So those who worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those who show their gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those who believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are the successful one. And those who fail to go through this test, they are the one who deserve nothing but what they have brought to themselves, which is the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tests human beings, mu'min and kafir. So the mu'min is the believers. Don't ever think that he is in a safe from any trial or hardship or calamity. Your iman will make you been protected from such thing. No, at all. That's not true. Actually, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tests the mu'mineen and the kafirin, the believers and the disbelievers, all humanity. They go through these tests. But the believers, the nature of tests sometimes can be harder for them. But the different that, the believers, they have their iman, their faith, which has aided them and supported them. But the kuffar, the disbelievers, they left to themselves to face these trials, to depend on their souls only to face these trials. That's why. Just recently, I'm exposing a lot to people in the medical field. When I listen to the doctors talking, the nurses or the people in this area, when they talk, I see that they have nothing in their heart, in their mind. Nothing but how the medicine is so effective, how this is so controllable, how this and this and this. That's all what they talk about. And I can see through their eyes, their hearts, that this is what they really rely on. Even though if you ask them, do you believe in God? Yes, we believe in God. But you can see that what really, that in the end of the day, that they rely on, that they're full trust in, it's the means, which is we use the means. But we also have so much confidence that these means are only effective because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it this way. And this means when you use it as a cure, as an industrial technology that you have, whatever theories that we are to explore in this dunya, whatever we use today for to make our life better. When we use these things to make our life better, we have so much, we also have a deep belief in our heart that this is only happened because of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We always should be grateful and thankful to Him. Because if He wants these means not to be effective, He will not make it effective. If He wants to make it useless, He will make it useless. But He made it only effective because of His mercy subhanahu wa ta'ala, and because also for a great wisdom, But to the mu'min, the believers, whenever he go through a test, he always should remember that there is a wisdom behind it, and he or she must reflect upon these wisdoms and try to benefit and draw lessons from it. Allah generally tests us with two things. نَبْلُوكُمْ بِالْخَيْرِ وَالشَّرِّ فِتْنَةً. Something called khayr and something called sharr. Something called hasana in Surah An-Nisa and something called sayya. Good and bad. Good, evil. Two things that you expose to the rest all your life. The good, which is, can come in two formats. One, whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala legislates. He basically talk words meant to be guidance to us, which is the Quran. He sent it down to earth, messages. He legislate for us salat, siyam, gratitude to servitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ubudiyat Allah azza wa jalla, with all what is related to it. A lot of good things, good deeds. Donate, help, so on. That's a test to see who will do it and who wouldn't. Then you have another good things, which is whatever bounties, good things happen to you, such as you get to know something you were not aware of it before. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have given you all these senses that you enjoy. This health that wallahi, you don't really realize the value of it until you lose it. Or you see somebody close to you or next to you losing it a bit after a bit. And this moment it will make you realize that this ni'mah of health is priceless. Like the great king of Egypt, Ahmed ibn Tulun, when a man advised him or gave him a reminder, he said, if you cannot drink water, would you sell or purchase a sip of water, the ability to take a sip of water, with half of what you own? Half of your kingdom will go at the price just for a sip of water. He said, definitely it would. Then he said, and what about if this sip of water stuck in you? You couldn't release it. As a urine stuck, and would you pay half of your wealth to release yourself from this water? He said, yes, definitely I would. He said, if your kingdom is just worth a sip of water, from having it in then out, that kingdom is worth nothing. Be rely on it and don't feel arrogant with it. So this, you don't realize sometimes the bounty of health and ni'mah and all this what you have, the money, the children, the community, the security, unless you start seeing it or practicing losing it. So that's basically the first test. He give you this, and that's a test. He give you money, give you wealth, give you security, give you advantage over others and so on, to see how you react. He gave you and ordained for you Salat al-Fajr, Qiyam al-Layl, Sadaqah, and all this to see how would you react. You hear the Adhan, how would you react? You know that this is an organization or our masjid, we need help, and you have extra wealth, alhamdulillah, you can help. You can give us a loan, you can donate, and how you see, how would you react? This person and that person, and so many things like this. He give you the ability to learn something, would you go to learn or not? You know it is good to say Subhanallah al-Azim wa bihamdi. Would you say it or not? So many things he legislate to see how we react to it. That's a test, and it's if you think of how many of it that you go through daily, it is unbelievable test that you go through. And see how many times you fail, how many times you succeed. وصلى الله سبحانه وتعالى جعلنا لكم موفقين أقول ما سمعتم أستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده وبعد. The second type of test we said is the good, then you have the bad. الخير والشر والإيمان والسيء. Which is two kinds. Sins and the other type will be the hardship and calamities. Sins. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allowed so many sins to happen on earth. And so many acts to evil deeds. You know, very easy to commit to deal with interest, to sell what is haram, to cheat, maybe to fornicate, to whatever. So millions of sins can be committed on earth. And may give you the ability to do it, health-wise, maybe money-wise, to do it, to see how would you react. Would you do it or not? That's a test to see, would you fail or would you pass? That's one. The other thing, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also tests us with calamities and hardship. A person lose a son, lose a husband, a wife, lose mother-in-law, lose a dear friend, a job, you might lose some money, you might lose some of your health, and so many calamities and hardships. ضرب الله مثلا قرية كانت آمنة مطمئنة. Allah gave the example of a village was very safe or prosper village. فأذاقها الله, شوف القرآن, فأذاقها الله, Allah let it test. He did not change, just a test of fear and hunger. Test, not a complete hunger, not a complete fear, just a taste of it. A taste of it. فَكَفَرَتْ بِأَنْعُمِ اللَّهِ. They deny Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's bounty upon them. They reject, or basically they reacted in a very evil way, very disrespectful way to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. After Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala giving you so much, he said, why and you show objection to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? As-salamata wa al-afiyah, so Allah protect us. So this is the nature of this life, and al-ibtila is something you have to be prepared for. What should I do in the end of this khutbah? What that means to you practically speaking? I walk out of this khutbah doing what? One. Any time, in any given time, you always remember that you are in a test. You fail, you pass, good or bad. So Allah did not give you this bad or hardship or give you this bounty because He hates you or because He favored you. No, because He is subhanahu wa ta'ala putting you a test to see how would you react. Two, there is always a chance to take the test again to pass. So even if I miss some, I always have a chance to improve myself. 3, that also I have to learn how to prepare myself for calamities. That I always have that trust in Allah, no matter what happened, it is in the end, there is so much good in it. And this good is for my own benefit, for my own benefit, for my own benefit. I had one brother came to me and told me, Sheikh, tell me what's the benefit for my 5 years old daughter that she passed away out of cancer. Tell me what's the benefit. I said the benefit that she is in Jannah. And Allah knows if she grow up how she will be. Do you think this is the end of it? The benefit if you are patient and calm and saying Alhamdulillah, that could only by itself the reason for you to go to Jannah and even raise your level of Jannah. Do you think that this is life is the only life that we have? No, it's not. That's the nature of this dunya. And sometimes you are understanding this, it will help you a lot to overcome that. Sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala let these bad things and calamities happen to ask us to contemplate on it, to take lessons and benefit from it, and so we improve ourselves. One of the things that the person always should remember, that he has an advantage, he's a chance that he take advantage of it. As he said sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, take advantage of 5 before 5. Your health before your sickness. The empty time that you have before you become so busy. The wealth that you have in your hand before you lose it. Take advantage of it. Your youth before you become too old to practice a lot of things and to be so active. Then your life before your death. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ja'alna yakum min al-muhtabirin. Wa salli Allahumma wa sallim ala akram al-anbiya wa ashraf al-mursaleen. Nabiyyina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Wa qumu lis-salati yarhamkumullah.
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
استو اعتدلوا الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. العصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. الله أكبر. الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. الله أكبر. يا الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. بسم الله الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه وبعد. I just would like to three things very quickly, re-emphasizing the importance of our masjid and your support. 2 weeks ago I announced about our need of your help, even if it's in a form of loan, or somebody can give us a loan to furnish some of the requirement, at least to move on. I said one of the things is coming parking, and that's about 50,000. I really ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to reward those who donate generously that day and ask for the 6,000. We got them, alhamdulillah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward them and yukhlif alayhim and yarfa darajatim fi aliyin wa yabiyahum makruhum fi ahlihim ya arhamar rahim. So I really highly recommend you to take this in a serious note. Ramadan is approaching. We don't want to pray Ramadan here. We want to pray Ramadan over there. We already have electricity and it's right. We just need to move on. That's one. Second thing, I would like also to thank and to say Jazakumullah khair for those who have contacted me, share their concern about my son Yusuf. Alhamdulillah, he's good. He was diagnosed with leukemia. Alhamdulillah, ala kulli hal. And hopefully, inshallah, he will recover soon. One of the things also strike me today that I do get to know, that's our sister Imam Jalal Khair Sheikh Ibrahim. Also his father has cancer and he had an operation today back home. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala an yashfiyahu wa yafiyahu wa yajma'ahu bayna al-ajr wa al-afiyah amsalih bi yaminihi al-shafiyah. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala an yaghfir wa yarham wa yashfi wa yafi kull mariid wa kull mayyit lil-muslimin ya arham ar-rahimin. اللهم ارفع الضر عن المضرورين وعن المرضى. اللهم إنا نسألك يا أرحم الراحمين أن تغفر لنا لهم وتعاملنا بلطفك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم اشفي أولادنا وأبناتنا وأهلينا وقرابتنا أجمعين. I know that every one of us has his own test and his own family, and maybe it did not come to be announced in the microphone, but believe me, the mu'min, no matter what, he always rely on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why subhanAllah, from the wisdom that some of Ahl al-Sunnah said, that human should not go after other humans and say, pray for me, pray for me, pray for me. Unless you intend, when you ask them to pray for you, to benefit them. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also will give them similar to what you request. Other than that, it's not really recommended to go after people and say, please pray for me. You should pray for your brother when you hear about his calamity. But not me going after everybody. Please pray for my son. Please pray for my son. Please don't forget my son in your prayer. Because it doesn't. What you need to show Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this particular time, that all your hope is really on his hand and you have full trust on him. But if somebody wants to pray for you, or you know somebody in certain situation, like a traveler, somebody who is going through calamities, somebody, an individual that you think that he or she might be, inshallah, a person that you love and you're close to, and you ask him, please, would you pray for my son, or pray for my mother? Certain individual that you go to, you think, not because they are special or anything, but because they are a close friend to you, very good friend for your family, and you ask them, please, don't forget, me in your day, you're traveling or something like that. It will be permissible because the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told Umar, Ya Akhana, la tansana min du'aik. When Umar traveling, he said, my brother, don't forget us, see, from your du'a. But it tells the duty of us as a community, whenever we hear anybody going through hardship, that we should support, comfort words, dua for him, talk to her, and so on. So I really appreciate you, and Jazakumullah Khair. I've been told through the brothers and get a lot of phone calls. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya Allah, yurikum makruhan fi aziz. May Allah never let you see calamity in your own children or anyone that you love, and to heal those who have any sickness on them or on their family members. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Today we have aqiqah. Very good. Oh, Allah, inshallah.
Assalamu alaikum. JazakAllah Sheikh, it was a very inspiring speech, actually. We needed it. And I was praying that Sheikh would even give the khutbah today, because it would be most effective for us, being that he's going through the calamity. And alhamdulillah, it touched our hearts, came out of the heart, straight to our hearts. Anyway, we have our aqiqah today, the brother here, inshallah, of one, right?
Amr.
Brother Amr was blessed with a son.
Faris.
And he's doing aqiqah. And that means I'm going to hold you captive today. Usually, we have very few attendance for the dars, so we have a dars tonight, inshallah. So we'll be held captive. But it will be after, the dars will be after the aqiqah, not before. So inshallah, we'll see you then. I would like to reiterate what Sheikh Waleed said. We need seriously some brothers to take on the task of finishing the parking lot for us. We have a parking lot that we need to finish. That is the only thing that is holding us, basically, to get the permit and move in, inshallah. So if you find yourself able to come forward and tell us that you can do this for us, or do half of it, or do a third of it, or any portion of it, please let us know. You come to me, come to Sheikh Waleed, come to Brother Arafat, and let us know. Jazakumullah Khair. Allah will reward you greatly. Jazakumullah Khair.
Alhamdulillah.